Joe Bolt's Fan Extra. It's like the bonus features. I'm so sorry, Tampa. Can you ever forgive me? Please, I forgot something. There was one topic I teased, the only topic I teased on Twitter, and you can follow me at _TomLang. And I didn't follow up on it. I didn't actually do it in the podcast. Dummy. So it was the Yanni Gourde hit on Jordan Staal from Thursday night's game against Carolina. I think we're posting this on Saturday. If we post it on Friday, then it was yesterday. You got it all straight? Okay, good. So we play Carolina, number 37, Yanni Gourde involved in a hit of Jordan Staal, somebody who's been oft concussed in his career. And so whenever there's a high hit against somebody who has a concussion history, people look back to careers like Pat LaFontaine or Eric Lindros, and they say, we don't want their careers shortened for the wrong reason. And I wholeheartedly agree with that. Safety is incredibly important, and it's not just about liability. It's about playing the game the right way. I'm not a meathead from the 70s who just got older and stayed in his same way that says, well, it's a tough game. You live by the physicality, you die by the physicality. It's not that simple, man. And I think player safety has to be important, and clearly it is very important in the game of hockey. So the hit. What do I think of the hit? I don't think it was dirty. It was not a dirty hit. N-O-T, capital letters. No way. Was it worth getting a 5-minute penalty and being ejected? Yeah, I think so. For a hit to be dirty, in my humble opinion, you have to have intent to injure and you have to be out of control. Tom Wilson has a lot of out-of-control hits. He knows they're dangerous. He knows he's moving at an incredible speed, and he understands how tall he is relative to his target. So he knows that he's going to hit somebody in their head a lot of the time. His technique is clean, but his intent is not. Yanni has no intent to injure Jordan Staal last night. He had made his calculations, and you could look at this at live speed, slow motion, whatever you want. He makes his calculations, and what happens is Jordan Staal is skating to a place where Yanni expects him to be. He is slowed down by the tug on the waist of Ryan Callahan, and once he is tugged on the waist, his head lowers into the striking zone, into the hitting zone. And so, Yanni, who's trying to throw his body at Jordan Staal, kind of like the somewhere between the waist and the rib cage, looks like is where he was looking to initiate the contact, the head is in the way. Staal's head gets in the way of Yanni Gourde's body. And much like a high sticking call is enforced even though you don't intend it, most every high sticking call in the NHL is not intentional. It's somebody being careless with their stick, but you sometimes it's not even that. It's just unlucky. You get into a little bit of a hand fighting war with your opponent, and your glove gets jarred, and there goes the shaft of your stick into somebody's nose. They're bleeding, and you're on the you're in the penalty box for 4 minutes. It happens. You have to be accountable for what you're doing and where you are on the ice. So that's why I think it's worth a penalty. I also think it's worth assessing a penalty because if no penalty was called, it's World War III on the ice and you've got 5 more fights than you need before the game is over. So I understand the call. I do not believe it is suspension worthy. I understand the idea about a match penalty, you know, and it's being tied to a suspension. I don't think the element of intent or reckless, dangerous skating are at play here. I think it's the unfortunate nature of a player who's moving at really high speeds, who has committed his body because he's made his calculations of where to make the hit, and unfortunately, the guy he's trying to hit is altered by a third party. If I thought it was a dirty hit, I would tell you. Last year, Victor Hedman went with a low blow with his stick in the New Jersey series. I think it was Hischier, but don't quote me on that. That's a dirty play. That's ridiculous. Radko Gudas had dirty moments in his career. Seti Paquette has made some dirty plays in his career. I'm not above, or I'm not the type of fan that's just always going to be in the Tampa Bay Lightning's corner because it's the same laundry that I wear. No. If it's a dirty hit, I will tell you it's dirty. This one, clean. Clean as a whistle. It's just unfortunate, unlucky, and it deserved a penalty. It's the same thing in the NFL, people, and in college. College, a helmet-to-helmet hit is targeting, but if I'm a linebacker or a safety, I'm coming up to hit a receiver, and he ducks his head at the last second, our heads collide, why am I the one that's held responsible for the movement of the guy I'm trying to hit? It's the unfortunate nature of the beast. If you're doing that with reckless abandon and trying to use your helmet as a weapon in football, you should be penalized. But if you're by and large trying to hit somebody with your shoulder and he just ducks down into your hitting area, I have a hard time holding the defensive player accountable. In this instance with hockey, I think it just prevents an all-out blood feud between the Lightning and the Hurricanes moving forward. And Jordan Staal's comments about this are even pretty neutral. He didn't say that Yanni was trying to hit him. He said it's unfortunate. The game has unfortunate moments. That's exactly what this was. So if the Hurricanes fans in your life or on Twitter are getting all up in arms, you just mute them. Be above it and enjoy the heck out of your weekend. Like I said, the weather is gorgeous, people. It's gorgeous. All right, that's it. Joe Bolts Fan Podcast brought to you all season long by Bill Curry Ford. We'll talk to you next Friday, and enjoy the hockey and the basketball.